Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Strategies of Success. You know, I'd like to take this episode and just focus on one thing and one thing only. And that one thing is going to be the upcoming Secret Knock event, which will be on November 9th. You know, it's interesting the way this whole thing has kind of come together. I was approached by Mike Acaroni about participating in this. And I immediately thought that it was going to be something that was going to be very, very special. There was a couple of reasons why. You know, one of it is the fact that I don't think that Long Island has really seen an event like this, you know, in a while. We've got some great people on Long Island. There's been some great events that have taken place, you know, and that's absolutely, you know, the case. But, you know, in this one, we've got three different speakers. Each of them are from outside this area, so these are not people that we would normally, you know, normally see. So that would be one aspect of it. The other part of it, you know, is the fact that, you know, it's a great representation of what the Speakers Bureau, in my mind, you know, really is aiming for. You know, with my involvement in different things, I mean, I get the fact that there are certain things that we can achieve and then certain things that we just maybe can't achieve, but we should strive for anyhow. And it's that striving for that really, I think, is the biggest important factor in this. All three of these speakers have striven for their goal, and each of these speakers have achieved their goals from what we have seen from an outsider's point of view. You know, one guy's an inventor, created the magnetic stripe that's on the back of your credit cards, debit cards, all the rest of that. Also helped to automate the New York Stock Exchange. You know, phenomenal stuff. Another one, co-founder of Make-A-Wish Foundation. I mean, can you imagine? You know, we all have been putting efforts into our own charities, our own nonprofits, our own causes. And to be at the beginning stages of something that would turn out to be so phenomenally successful, that would be incredible to be able to do that. And I know that there are some folks out here on the island that are just knocking it out of the park with the efforts of their own charities, of raising money, raising items, giving back, really giving it back, and truly making an effort in their goals and what they're trying to do. I mean, I think that it's really, you know, quite fascinating. And then the other speaker is more in line with the business goals, you know, that we're trying to achieve, or the personal achievements that we're all looking for. So when Mike came to me and he's like, hey, how would you like to do something like this? I'm like, yeah, absolutely. Because it really hit on the three core factors of what I see the Long Island Speakers Bureau as it continues to grow. You know, we're at about a year now into the Speakers Bureau, in reality, into it. And, you know, it's been kind of a fascinating year for me, from what I know that I've wanted to do, have been able to do, things that we're still striving to be able to do. But I do know that there was three different aspects of the Speakers Bureau that were going to be included in it. One of them was pure content. In other words, we need to be intelligent. We need to be able to communicate that intelligence out, to be able to train people. And that's where I think Ron Klein kind of fits into that portion of it. And no offense to the other guys when you listen to this. But, I mean, let's take a look. You know, here's a guy inventing different products, inventing different ways of operationally working, you know, in this case, you know, the New York Stock Exchange. You know, so we've got some really talented folks that are now part of the Speakers Bureau, and I'm sure we'll continue to add to that also, that are focused on knowledge, flat-out knowledge, what it is that you need to know for you to continue to grow your business, that aspect of it. So important. Now we talk, I'm speaking to a group about communication skills and stuff like that. You know, it's of course very important to have those communication skills. And in some respects, it's almost more important to have the communication skills and some of the knowledge, depending upon the situation. And if you're brilliant, but you're not comfortable enough to raise your hand if you're in a classroom, if you're not comfortable to voice your opinion at a boardroom meeting, if you're not comfortable enough to stand in front of a group of investors or others, you know, that you want to have follow along with you, then you know something? Then your brilliance is not going to go anyplace because you're not telling anybody about it. But, of course, there are other ways for your brilliance to shine, and that can be through others communicating what you were doing because you were working and creating different products, different ideas, different ways, operational ideas upon doing something. So, yeah, you know, I always thought that that is super important as part of the Speakers Bureau. So one of the speakers at the event, his name is Ron Klein. You know, he will be there at this, and I thought that that would be just an absolutely phenomenal representation of what the Speakers Bureau content side of things would wind up being. And then there's Frank. Frank Shankwitz. Frank was the one who was the co-founder of Make-A-Wish Foundation. So that, to me, represents a couple of different things. And, I mean, I could tell you that Frank was a co-founder of Make-A-Wish Foundation, things like that. I actually don't know the backstory of Frank. I mean, why? What happened in his world, in his circle, that made him so determined to make that charity work, to be able to raise the funds, to be able to grant these gifts to people that were, you know, had some serious, serious problems, you know, and then send them on these trips of a lifetime with them and their family because of their situation. And that's phenomenal. That's absolutely a phenomenal thing. I mean, a lot of what we do on the charitable side, we're donating money, fantastic stuff. We're donating time to a lot of people, which I think is great and maybe sometimes more impactful by donating our time to folks that are in need for whatever reason, in need. And my temple does a great job at that, where they go out with, they call it the friendship circle. So they become the students, the younger people go out and they become friends with their peers, you know, other folks, you know, their age that don't have friends. And that's kind of sad. You know, they don't have friends. And the reason why they don't have friends is because they're going through some sort of medical situation. And it could run the gamut of a number of different things. But they go out and you know, hang out with these, you know, hang out with them, and they become their friends. You know, how great is that to give their time? And who comes out a winner in that situation? Not that we have to have winners and losers in that, but it was the kids that were donating the time really came out, you know, as phenomenally with phenomenal growth opportunities for themselves, something that they didn't expect. And the parents of the kids that you know, are dealing with some of the issues, oh, to see their face when their child, you know, now is happy because that child now has got a friend, because that child is now growing on a social level and feels so much better about themselves because they're enjoying some aspect of their time, especially, you know, when their friend, you know, comes over. So giving your time to a charity, I think, is really wonderful. Giving money to a charity, giving different items, you know, to families that are in need, all that stuff is great. But Frank absolutely took that to a whole new level. And I'm curious to see, and I hope to get the opportunity to ask him on November 9th when we do the event, you know, what the story was behind it, you know, how he did that. But also from that business aspect, you know, how to get these businesses so emotionally involved in it, where when they do their fundraising event, and I've had some friends that went to that, went to one of them, but when they did their fundraising, they are raising millions and millions and millions of dollars at their auctions, and it's because they got some high-powered people, you know, with deep pockets, you know, that are behind it, and I think that's, you know, it's great. Yeah, wouldn't you love your charity of choice, you know, the nonprofit you're behind, you know, to be able to raise, you know, millions of dollars, even if it's tens of thousands or thousands of dollars? Because there are so many groups out there, you know, looking to raise money. It's like, you know, how do you do it? How do you do it effectively? And how do you do it where it does become something that's a win, quote unquote, an absolute win for everybody? And a win from a business perspective does not necessarily have to be new business. It can be, you know, the public relations side of it, just the feel-good side of it, even a feel-good standpoint from the employees, knowing that, you know, the business, you know, is behind something. And I wonder what our friend Randy would say on this one. But there is a company on Long Island that I know of, and what they do is they allow the employees of the company to choose what charity, what nonprofit, you know, they want to get behind that year. And they'll do a couple of different things, you know, to make that happen. But the most important part of that comment is not so much as the charity, it's the employee side. I mean, they're letting the employees, the company is letting the employees decide where some of the company money is going to be spent when it comes to the community involvement side of it. That's empowering. That does create a sense of ownership from the employee standpoint because they are making company-wide decisions. So I think that's pretty interesting. So getting back on the Speakers Bureau side of it, though. So when the idea, with Frank being one of the speakers on the nonprofit side, I was like, yeah, absolute. Because I know with these speakers that I'm working with, we're all involved. You know, we're involved. I'm very involved, you know, with a couple of the nonprofits. Love emceeing, you know, just about anybody's event because I think it's great when everybody comes together to celebrate the successes of the organization, to celebrate the stories that are behind it, to celebrate what people are doing, what businesses are doing, and what the people that are being helped, what they've been able to grow to, and how they've come back to confer the support that charity that had helped him. There was one event that I did have the opportunity to MC that I remember that. You know, the guy that went through their program became very successful, came back, and he is like fully supportive of the whole of that organization, obviously because they helped him. So why would he not? And he does, and he feels great doing it, and I think that's really great. Something certainly to be celebrated. I'm also involved myself with the nonprofit. You know, probably the biggest effort I have is with the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. But I see what some of these folks, you know, are doing. Yeah, dealing with the disease and doing that. You know, help to facilitate a support group too, and that's how I get to know them a bit more rather than just standing up there with the microphone, you know, at the walks. But when you see what they're able to work through, even though they're dealing with some issue, and we can help them do that or support them in doing it or just pat them on the back and say, hey, bravo, man, that's impactful. That's really impactful. And I've also seen through these podcasts that I've been doing for the past 5 years, when I interview people, that those that are like the most focused on their business, those that really, really care about their customers, and there's a difference. And you know there's a difference. The difference between some people that are running a business and other people that are living in that business. And those that care about their customers and others that will just bend over backwards for them to make sure that they do have exactly what the right product, the right procedure, the right coaching, the right whatever, you know, that they need to give, and not so worried about every dollar, you know, that comes in, but making sure that it's right and making sure those people truly benefit, you know, from it. And these business owners are unbelievably passionate about it. But I've spoken to them. I've spoken to so many of them. You listen to this, there's a good chance I probably had, you know, you on as a guest over the years. And if not, you want to, just give me a call. You know, make sure that we get that arranged. It's easy enough to do. It's just a phone call, and then we get to talk about, you know, your story. But those that are the most successful have got some underlying reason as to why they are doing what they are doing. Frank, in my opinion, must have some backstory over there as to why he was so gung-ho on this and so gung-ho on still being a part of it and so gung-ho also on going out and speaking about it. It's a big thing. You know, we talk about the glamorous world of being a speaker, a professional speaker. There's a lot of work involved in it. There's a lot of work in building it up. There's also a lot of day-to-day work in preparing for these presentations, the travel that's involved when you're at that professional speaker level, the keynote speaker level. There's a lot to do. And when you're out there representing the idea of a charity, it's a little bit different, you know, than being some of these other speakers out there that are representing a business. A bit different. But the Speakers Bureau, I knew, was going to have a nonprofit component to it, you know, where we were going to be speaking at these different charities. We were going to be going back and supporting our own charities by achieving our own successes and helping out in different ways, you know, and that was key. So that was another reason why I thought that this was going to be something that was going to fit very much in line, you know, with the Speakers Bureau. So we have the content side of it, and then we also have the nonprofit side of it. And then there's our keynote speaker. Our keynote speaker happens to be Greg Reed. Greg Reed is one very, very interesting individual. So Greg has gone on to become an author. He's a professional speaker. He's also is a filmmaker, and he puts these Secret Knock events together and has been, and if friends on the East Coast, you know, maybe we don't know about them as much as we should because Greg is from the West Coast. Actually, all of them are out that way, but Greg is from California, and when he does these Secret Knock events over there, they are unbelievably powerful events. What we're going to be doing here on November 9th is going to be in line with that Secret Knock event, but it's going to be a little bit more of a presentation kind of thing. But as you know, every time we get together, it's always a networking event, blah, 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 you know, and that kind of thing. But this is going to be a blending of a Secret Knock event that he has over there, you know, versus just a networking event, you know, here. I mean, given the fact that we are limited, it is going to be a limited seating. Don't be guessing around. That's not a sales pitch kind of a thing to create that sense of urgency. It literally is. But you know, when you see, and I know the people that are going to attend this thing, it are going to be the special people of the networking community. These are going to be the people that are looking to really achieve something. And that's what Greg attracts. That's what Greg attracts, what Andrew Hazen attracts, that's what Mike Acaroni attracts. And I know from my circle of friends too, you know, those are the kind of people that I also wind up being around. You know, those that see that everything is possible. And Greg is that guy. Greg sees that everything is possible. But what Greg also sees, and this is where that book comes, 3 Feet from Gold, is the fact that sometimes, too many times, people give up. They give up when they're 3 feet away. They give up when they are knocking on the door, but it gets hard. And it does get hard. It's hard. And I got stories about stories of myself that I could share with that, not just other people's stories. You want to listen to other people's stories, go back and listen to these podcasts. Many of them, you know, have been through. There is no exaggeration on that one, too. Many people have been through some negative, and that is why they're out there trying to achieve a level of success that goes beyond just the normal, you know, I want a job, I want to collect a check and, you know, be secure the rest of my life. I don't even know if that even works anymore, you know, with the way things are. But we're not talking about economics here. We're not talking about career over here. What we are talking about, though, is the fact that we want to be in control. We want to be in control of ourselves. We want to be in control of our business. We want to be in control of our entire environment as much as we possibly can. And you know it. I know it. Greg knows it. Frank knows it. Ron knows it. All of us know, really know, the fact that we're not in control of everything. You can't be. You are not. I am not. That's it. If you think that you are, you know something, you're living in your own world. Love to visit it every once in a while, but you're not in control of everything. There's absolutely positively no way, you know, that it could be. But you are in control of one thing that you alone are in control of, and that's your approach to everything, your physical and mental approach to everything. And that's why, like Steve Rizzo, one of our keynote speakers, he's a humorologist. What does that mean? It's all about the attitude. That's what that means. His story is to find the funny in things. And not that a thing is funny. There's a lot of situations out there that are not funny. They're not. Going back to the charities that I belong to, go back to the charities that you belong to. There's a lot of really sad stories out there. Is it bad? Yeah, it really is. Can they find the people going through it? Can they find the humor in it? And that answer is going to be yes, and you're not making fun of anything, but you are kind of poking a little bit of humor, you know, at yourself to lighten the situation for you to then take a more positive approach on it. We can talk to Steve. Steve's our keynote speaker in that category. That's what he does. Read his books. Listen to his books. Go to his video. Go to his website. I mean, you just watch some of the stuff that he's got up there. Go to the Lawyer and Speakers Bureau site. You can see his introductory video, which is up there. Man, he gets these audiences charged up on the whole thing because we let other people and other situations control how we deal with something. That's not good. Greg Reed does not do that. Greg continues to push forward. There's a reason why he's involved with the Think and Grow Rich Foundation, because it's all about the attitude. That's it. It just is. And I know from the Speakers Bureau standpoint, it is all about the attitude. And the more that we can take and keep control of us as individuals, the more of an impact that's going to have on everything. Talk about the law of attraction. You could talk about your business plan. You could talk about losing weight. You could talk about anything. But every day, every hour, you're going to be making decisions about how you're going to approach a situation. It doesn't have to be a big problem. It could be a little problem. So little problem number one, if you want to look at it from a how do I start my day, when you get out of bed, what do you do in the morning? Do you stretch? Do you go for a walk? Do you sit down and have a couple of donuts? What do you do? How do you start the day? Do you read a book? Do you listen to a book? You know, when you're driving in your car to go someplace, if you're sitting on the train going someplace, are you using that get going in the morning time effectively? You should. You should start your day off in a positive manner, and then that will set the tone. This way, when you make those decisions, when you find those hardships that are going to come up, you are ready for it. You try exercising in the morning. Go for a walk. Go for a walk in the morning and come back and have breakfast. And you're going to see, you have two different things in your refrigerator, right? One of them is not so healthy, the other one is healthy. If you get up in the morning and you go for a walk because you're trying to live a better lifestyle, and then you come back and you open that refrigerator door, you're going to lean toward the healthier item because you know that you got up, you already have accomplished something positive in your life, going for that walk, and then you're going to follow up with that action and the first decision about what am I going to eat. In a business perspective, it's the same thing. Read Greg's book. It's phenomenal. It's phenomenal. We're closer than we think that we are when it comes to achieving something. This is what we are going to be talking about, you know, at the event. This is also what the Speakers Bureau is all about, too. It's all about that attitude. And you can read everybody's story. They all had to make decisions at some point in time in order for them to achieve that success. You have to make choices all the time, every day, every hour, every month, all the time. And all of those little decisions that you make, how are you going to react to somebody? Are you going to get frustrated and upset, or are you going to sit and listen and come back with a calm answer to it? And I'm going to sit here and laugh a little bit, because if my wife was listening to this, she knows that not every time, you know, we come back with a calm answer to something. And all right, you know, none of us are perfect, you know, with it. It's really no excuse, and it should be in a perfect world. You know, it'd be great to be calm and give a collective response to whatever it is. And we try. I try. To do it more and more from a business thing, dealing with the client's issues, whether they're good issues, bad issues, something you can control or not. But all of these things have an impact on us. And if you're running your own business, you don't want to stop when you're 3 feet from your goals. You definitely don't. Greg is going to be touching on this thing. So think about the three of them together. Three people together, and we also have a fourth speaker too, which you guys are going to be amazed on. So we have, you know, those three aspects of it, and that is going to be, you know, the intelligence side of it, the content side of it. Then you also have the charitable side of you, and then you also have the inner motivational side of you being represented at this event. I tend to think that that does comprise most of you, most of who you are. And I know from my thought process with the Speakers Bureau, that is really going to be it. You need to have the confidence to go out and do something. That is your attitude. You need to have the knowledge to go out and do it. That's, of course, the content side of it. And you need to be able to continue to move forward in a manner that is going to benefit everybody. And, of course, that would be, let's say, the charitable side of it. That is why when Mike came to me with the speakers, with this event, the Secret Knock event on November 9th, why I thought it was going to be so important for me with the Speakers Bureau to be involved with it. So who's our guest that is going to be attending this with us? Janet Russell. Janet Russell is going to be our fourth speaker on this thing. And Janet is going to have a rather, I think, a very unique presentation as it ties this whole thing together. And I have not spoken to Janet about what it is that she's going to be talking about and how she's going to approach this. And I'd like to have her on this program, and I'm sure I will, you know, prior to the event, so we could share that. And we'll get those words coming directly from, you know, from her as to where it fits in. And I have a feeling it's going to be very interesting, truly interesting. And that is what everything is really about. You know, keeping it all interesting, keeping everything that you do at a level that you want to be focused. Oh, let's call it what it is. You want to keep things good for you. You want to keep things fun. You want to keep things interesting. You want to keep yourself engaged. Forget about everybody else. Selfishly speaking, you need to keep, we all need to keep, I need to do this myself too, is keeping myself fully engaged in whatever it is that I am doing. And going forward, and then having the strength to get through those hurdles in life. And there are tons of them. They always are. And it's when those hurdles, those small little problems that we have, kind of build up, and they become bigger and bigger, that's what stops us. That's when we stop 3 feet from our goal. Man, we shouldn't be doing that. I know that there's so much more that so many of us could be achieving. I know that we could do. I know that we could do more. I know we have more of these grand success stories inside of us, in our area, and throughout the world. Of course, there's so much more that we could be doing, so much more that we could be accomplishing if we had the tools to go out there and do it. November 9th, we are going to give you some of those tools to go out there and do it. But the big factor in that one too is the people that are going to be there. And this is a paid event. Let's talk reality. It's a paid event. People are going to pay to go there. And when you pay for something, you go to a bar that's free versus going to a bar where there's a cover charge. There's a different aspect of it, a different vibe, a different atmosphere that's there. There's going to be a different atmosphere here. And we're going to be sitting in round tables of 10. Those people that sit at your table are going to be so incredibly important to you because you're going to get to know them. And you're going to be able to share with them some of the things that you want to do, obviously with the comments. And, you know, we'll definitely have time, you know, for talking like that. But that's where I personally am looking to build a table of 10 people, you know, in my group that becomes my little circle of power, you know, little power circle, you know, with it. So it's going to be really important that you do that. So go and get there early and find the group. If you're not going to have your own group of 10 people and other folks, friends, you know, and business associates that you've signed up with, but do that. Get yourself together with it. Come down there, definitely bring your notepad, bring the business cards, bring the right attitude. This is going to be an incredible event, and I look forward to not only seeing you there, but to understand, to get a better understanding of what it is that you're trying to do, because as we continue to understand what each of us are trying to do, that will really make a big difference, because there's so much that we could do to help each other that we should be doing, can be doing, and it will benefit everybody. It'll benefit our knowledge base. It'll benefit our community charitable side. And it also is going to help our confidence, because there is nothing better than having somebody say to you, man, I love what you're doing. And if you try it a little bit this way, maybe look at it with a slightly different approach, I think you could be even more effective. And then you try it, you do it, and it is. And that is really a powerful, powerful relationship that you could have with different people. I will see you on November 9th at the Secret Knock event. You could go to my website, go on Facebook. It's a page. There's an event page with there. Look it up, Secret Knock, Success Hub, Secret Knock, Brian Cohen, Secret Knock, Greg Reed, and sign up. Get us there. We'll see you down there. The tickets are still available, not many. It will sell out, and we will make this an event that will set us all forward so we all go well beyond that 3 feet from gold and actually get to the gold, get to that point that we're all trying to reach for, and I think it'll be great. I will see you at a couple of events prior to that. So many things going on. Give me a call if there's anything. It's 631-255-3581. Go to the website, lispeakers.com. Sign up for our newsletter. Drop me an email, and let's go. And, again, if you want to be a guest on the program, just let me know, because it is all about helping others by sharing your story. It's about showing others what can be done when you share some of the things that you have gone through and the things that you do, and providing that value to them, leading by example. Best thing in the world, leading by example. Again, Brian Cohen, it's Strategies of Success Radio, part of the Long Island Speakers Bureau. I'll see you November 9th.